Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabosai, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kufches. Again, our shir is B'schoser Refush Shalem, for Nami Mi'irabas Sharanaf Gerezel, and for Shirabas Dvora Leia. And today's daf is a very consequential one in terms of Leila Seder, so that's very exciting. We are here on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom, four lines up. Rava Havashasi Chamra Kule Mali Yoma de Pizcha. Rava would drink wine the entire Erev Pesach. Again, we've just been talking about, how long a person's allowed to eat, right? The Mishnah had said, right, you obviously can't eat Samach L'mincha, right? We had all discussion, when is that? So obviously we decided that's going to be Samach L'mincha Ketana, half an hour before, right? So again, the idea is so that we should eat Matzah B'Tayavon. So Rava had a bit of a different approach. He would drink wine all Erev Pesach. Kihechi dinigrari lalibe dinecho matzah tfei l'orta. Right, so that his heart would be, kind of drawn after. But what that means here, that he would become hungry, right? He would kind of build up his appetite so that he could eat a lot of matzah at night, right? He could eat the matzah b'teyavon, right, like we've been discussing. Amarav, how do I know that wine is something that increases in appetite and doesn't satiate? So the Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, right? What are we going to learn this later? Then towards the end of the Masechta, Beina Kosas Halalu Im Ratzo Lishtos Yishte. Right, between the first and second cups of wine, a person is allowed to drink more wine. But Bein Shlishi L'Ravi, but between the third cup and the fourth cup, right, between benching and the fourth cup by Nirtza, so Lo Yishte, right? He shouldn't. Or I guess the fourth cup is Bahalo. But either way, between the third and the fourth cup, he shouldn't drink. But the point is here that he's allowed to drink as much as he wants between the first and second cup. If you tell me that wine fills you up, so am I yishta? Right. So again, when do the first and second cups come? That's before matzah. Right. Why? If you're telling me that fills him up, so why can he drink? Right. He's going to end up eating the matzah. He's going to be totally full from the wine. Right. The matzah he eats subsequently will be achilas gasa. It won't be a good eating. Right, and it won't be that'll mess everything up. So, excuse me. So apparently, what do you see? Right, apparently, wine is something that causes a person to become more hungry. Okay, Rav Sheshes have a yasi b'taniza komali yom de pischa. Right, a different approach. Rav Sheshes would fast the entire erev Pesach. Right, and not tanis bechorim. That's already that's not what it says. It's not what it's talking about. It's not. But he would fast in order to be able to eat. To make sure. He would be able to eat the matzah b'teyavon. If you look at Tosus over here, Rav Sheshes, this is why I'm fumbling over my words, right? So Tosus says he has 2 days. Either according to Tosus, lav davka, right? He wouldn't actually fast straight up, right? But what he meant was, as Tosus says, shomer atzmo milechol. He would just watch what he ate, right, to make sure that he ate the matzah b'teyavon, inami, or another day, and Tosu is that, no, that I am a kabbalah of mamish of tainus, right? He literally would fast, right? So that, k'dei she'ehe nizkar v'nizhar milecho, right? Right, to be careful, right, to make sure, right? And then Tosu brings in the whole idea of makas b'choros, of tainus b'choros, right? B'choros nagu l'sanos erev Pesach, right? And the minhag is for the b'choros to fast erev Pesach, right, that's already vein. Hashem is anan benisan. Right, ela bechoros be'er pesach. Right, already it says in the Masechta Sofrim. Right, already that's a collection of old brises and stuff that the firstborn fast. But that's not what we're talking about over here. The Rav Sheshes would apparently wasn't a bechor. Right, he would go above and beyond to make sure. Right, either he would fast the entire day or he wouldn't really fast. Right, he would eat and he would watch what he ate. Either way, he wasn't the Bechor, that's not what we're talking about over here. He was trying to eat the matzah b'teyavon. So, anyway, so again, Rav Sheshes would fast the entire day, so the question is, so why did he do that? Meaning, if you're telling me that, we say, the Mishnah said, 9 hours into the day is when you can't have a suda. Rava started drinking wine all day. Rav Sheshes is fasting all day. That's very early. That's much earlier than the Zman of our Mishnah. Right, so the Gemara says, maybe Rav Sheshes is holding that you have to stop eating before Mincha Gedola. That's what our mission is talking about. And maybe the reason is not because of matzah, but it's because we don't want you not to bring the Korban Pesach. Right? Because maybe your suda will continue and you won't bring the Korban Pesach. And he holds, And maybe Rav Sheshet is holding that Machshir Haya Ben Beseder BePesach Shachtu Shachris Bar Basar the Shmo, right? Umitzafer Zman Pisco Hu the Kuli Amachas of the Pisco. Maybe Rav Sheshet holds that you can really shech the Korban Pesach in the morning, and that's when you have to stop eating. Meaning, we understand that we've been saying the entire Misachta pretty much that the Zman to eat to shech the Korban Pesach is from 6 hours and on. But maybe there is a day that holds that you can start and shech it in the morning, and then it's kosher. And then the entire day is Zman Shechitas of Pesach, and therefore Rav Sheshet was careful not to eat because maybe he'll have a Suda and it'll go so long that he won't be able to shech the Korban Pesach anymore. So, because the Rav Osher, right, again, okay, right, oh, we went down to the Pasuk, right? Meaning that everybody holds that the entire day, not that everybody holds, but according to Rabbi Elazar, that the entire day is fit, is chazi, for Teshech Korban Pesach, the Sofer, because he holds that the Pasuk of Bein Arbaim, Yasu Oso, between the Erevs, means Bein Erev de Etmol, the Erev de Aitna, between the two evenings, meaning between yesterday and today, i.e., the entire day, is kosher to shech korban pesach. So maybe that's what Rav Sheshet is holding, that he didn't want to eat the entire zman when you're allowed to shech korban pesach, and he holds that you can shech it all day. So Amri, they said to explain, lo, no, that's not what's going on over here. This is way too convoluted. You guys got way too complicated. Shiner Rav Sheshet is this haya. No, Rav Sheshet simply was an istanis. He was very not finicky, but he was kind of like things impacted him in a different way. Right, Rashi says Meunag Haya. Right, he was very not spoiled. That's a bad word. It's negative, but he was very pampered, shall we say? Right, Ki have a time. Right, Ki di time betzafra. Because if he would have midi, because if he would have eaten anything in the morning, Lorta lohava. Lohava mahani le mechle. Right, so apparently, if he would have eaten anything in the morning, at night he would not have eaten. So that's why Rav Sheshet fasted all day. Not because he had this fancy shita, he holds Korban Pesach all day, maybe he's fine. No. Just if he would have eaten breakfast, that would mess him up for nighttime, for the matzah. So that's why he didn't eat anything. Okay, the Mishnah said, Afilu ani shebi yisrael le'yochal ad she'yosef. Right, you have to, even a poor person has to do haseva, has to lean. We'll just mention very quickly the Briskarov has a deal whether Haseba is a mitzvah within let's say the mitzvah matzah, right? It's own halacha. Meaning if you wouldn't lean, is that a pagam, is that a failure in the mitzvah matzah, or is that its own halacha, even though Haseba Mustama is a din derabanan, but the Chazal instituted right within the mitzvah of matzah. So the point is, if you don't lean, then you have failed to perform the mitzvah of matzah. Or if you don't lean, no, you ate matzah, you just didn't lean, and you failed to perform the mitzvah of cheirus. So sure enough, it seems like it's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Tosfos is ready over here. Again, the Briskarov points all this out. I'm not no chidushim here. The Tosfos seems to point out, he wonders that if Tosfos Dibur Maskul Kulhu, if you don't lean when you eat matzah or drink the dalakosos, do you have to do it again? Tosfos wonders. He has an answer. Maybe you'd have to drink again. And the Rishonim discusses as well. But okay, just to point that out, that's something that's usually mentioned when talking about a seba. This is right. This is the daf that talks about leaning. So, okay, so Itmar, so it was said that matzah tzarech haseba, you have to lean when you eat matzah. Mor ain't tzarech haseba, but not mor. Yayin, what about wine? So Itmar mishmid Rav Nachman tzarech haseba, but Itmar mishmid Rav Nachman ain't tzarech haseba. So it was said in the name of Rav Nachman that you do and you don't. So the Gemara says, "Velo pligi," and it's not actually a stira. Habatarti kasi kamay, v'habatarti kasi basroi. Right, this is by the first cups, and this is by the second cup. Problem is, what is this? Right? Do you have to lean by the first cup and not the second? Or do you have to lean by the second and not the first? So Amri Lelahai Gisa, Amri Lelahai Gisa. So they explained it both ways. Amri Lelahai Gisa, Trey Kazin Kamaiba Haseba. Maybe the first two cups of wine require Haseba, right? But the Hashta Hudakam Mitzchalas Lecherus. Because then, at the beginning, the first two cups, right, when you're talking about Magid, so that's when the Cherus is beginning. Trey kasi basrei lo boi haseba, but the second two cups, right, by benching and by halal, so then, maidava hava, what do you need to lean for? We already finished the whole chirus, the Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're at the end already, so you don't need to lean. Some people say The other way is what the Gemara meant, right? The Adraba Trekasi Basrai Bawase, but the second two cups need to require leaning because Aishaita to Gahavi Chayrus, because at that moment, right, you're free already. You already left Egypt, right? You're already finished with all the Magid and all the stories and the Matzah and the Mar, right? You're done. So you're free. But Trekasi Kamai, but the first two cups, Lo Bawase, but the Kati Avadimayinu, because Mistama, right, that's still Avadimayinu, the father of Ben Mitzrayim, right? That's still, you're still slaves, technically. At that point in the story, so Hainuka Amar Hashta the Itmar Hachi Vitmar Hachi. So that's Hashta Itmar Hachi Vitmar Hachi. Now that we said, right, you could say you could go both ways. So Idi Vidi Bo has Seba. Both of them require has Seba. Right? The Rishonim of this debate, like this is a Din Rabbanan. Right? What happened to Safik the Rabbanan Lakula? So the Rishonim give different answers. The Ron gives different answers. One of the answers he gives is that if you which you don't have the kula here, because where are you going the kula, right? You have no way. What is the chumra and what is the kula? Are you going to do it by none of them, right? You have a suffix by both, by the first two cups and by the last two cups. Therefore, we'll go the kula and nobody's going to lean ever, right? That's not helpful. Right, then you just completely uprooted the entire institution. Okay, fine. Either way, he has other answers. Check it out over there. Prakdin, if you lie on your back, your face is lying up. If you look at the Rashbam, first white line, right? Pun of klapi mala, you have your face up and you're shochev ala chorev and you're lying on your back. So that is lo shmei aseba. That's not called leaning. Hesebas yimin lo shmei aseba. Leaning on your right is not considered to be aseba. V'la odel l'shemei yaktim kana l'veshes v'yavi de'sakana. Not only is it not considered aseba, it's dangerous because you might put the trachea before the windpipe before the trachea, and then you have a choking hazard. Isha etzal baila lo boy aseba. A woman by her husband does not require aseba. So the Rashbam explains me pnim Amos Baila because she's afraid of her husband. She has the fear Yuris, her husband. Right, nowadays, perhaps the minhag is that women do lean because that's kind of not really a thing anymore. But okay, it depends on minhag hamakom. V'imisha chashuva hitzricha eseba, but if she's a chashuva woman, then she does require eseba because she's not kafuf, right? She's not under her husband. She's a strong woman, and I think nowadays we assume that all of the wives are ishos, ishos chashuva, right? They have that status, certainly, as they deserve it. Ben Eitzel Aviv by Eseba, a son by his father does not is required to lean, right? He does not have that level of quote unquote fear and ema that would be required for him not to lean, right? He is supposed to lean. Iboilu, I asked the question, what about Talmud Eitzel Rabo Mai? What about Rebbe and the Talmud? So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Amar Abaye Ki Avina Beimar, when we are in the house of Mar talking about the Rabo, Zaginan Abirkai Adadi, they would lean on their knees, right? Meaning that that's how they would do a seba. They would kind of lean their heads on each other's knees, which seems uncomfortable. But again, if you can imagine, they're leaning on couches anyway. Okay, they could figure out a way, right? If each person's right, if you line them up in the like a circle almost, right? So one person's feet is by another person's head, so that doesn't seem so weird. All right. Anyway. Right, and Kiasin of the Beir of Yosef, and then when they went to the Beis Medrash of Rav Yosef, right, years later, meaning they went to the Rav Yosef's house, right, he became the Rosh Yeshiva afterwards. So Amar Lan, he said that Aslot Shrichaso, right, you don't need to lean because Mora Rabcha Kamar Shamayim, right, because just like you have fear of heaven, you should have fear of your Rebbe as well, right, Halavai, that we should fear our Rebbeim like we fear Shamayim, or the other way around, even, also is Halavai. Mace may ask you a question, one second. I'll Im Hakol Adam. Mesav, afil Talmud Eitzel Rabo. Everybody's got to do Heseba, even if you're Rebbe by Talmud. So Gemara says, you're right. Kitani Ahi, Beshuli Denagri. That's only talking about your master, not your Rebbe, your master. Let's say this is specifically for a carpenter, but for right, your teacher of secular studies, that's where you have to lean. But by your Rebbe, you do not. Iboilu, they ask the following question. Shamish Mai, what about a Shamish, a waiter? Is he subservient enough to the people he is serving and quote unquote fearful of them? That he does not need to do a seba. So Tashma, the Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof. Tamar Rishuv and Levi. Hashamish Acha Kazayis Matzah Kishu Mesav Yatza. If a Shamish eats a kazayis of matzah, he does have to lean, right? If he leans, he is yotzei. Mesav in lo, mesav lo, implying that if he leans, he is yotzei. If he doesn't lean, he is not yotzei. So therefore, shema mina, but yaseva shema mina. Apparently, you see that a waiter does require a seva. From Rishu ben Levi, Rishu ben Levi says as well that nashim chayavos barba kozos alala, women are chayav in dal kozos, she'afhein ayuba oso anes, because certainly they were involved in that miracle, right? Machlokes between Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosfos in terms of what that means exactly. Tosfos already quotes the Rashbam, and the Rashbam himself writes that because they were redeemed through the women, right? The women were the ikar part of the story, right? They were the righteous women who enabled us right to procreate, and also they kept right the Jewish names and the Jewish clothing, etc. They were the driving force behind. Right, our savior, our salvation. Tosfos just points out that if that's true, so then the language is strange, right? Because they were even involved in the miracle, seems to imply that they were secondary, or at least, playing a supporting role, not the ikar role. Okay, so it could be that the text is shehein hayubos anes, but either way, the women certainly included in. The miracle, right? The Rashbam points out, "Bischar nashim tzidkanios sheubos ador nigalu." Right, and only in the discourse of the righteous women, right? That's the only reason why Bnei Israel were redeemed. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, arba kosos halalu tzarach shehe bahem kedei mizigas kos yafe. Right, for dal kosos, you need to have a nice cup, right? So, which the Rashbam explains is a revius, and what that means is basically they used to dilute their wine. So, and the dilution of the wine used to be 3-1. So, you used to have one part wine. And three parts water. So that's a reva of a revius. One fourth of a revius was wine, and the other three fourths was water. That was a nice cup. Shasan chai, if you drank them chai, i.e., with that undiluted, so then yotze the yotze. Shasan vazachas, if you drink them at once, Rashbam has two deyas here. What exactly that means? He brings the original deya that he brings is that in the name of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And obviously the Rabbeinu Shlomo is Rashi, right, his grandfather, and he doesn't like it. He's very confused, because if you pour all four cups bevaz hakas, right, again, what is Rashi seemingly saying, right? If you pour four cups in one cup, you drink them all at once, right? Says the Rashbam, that's just one big cup. I don't understand. What does that mean? You take four cups of wine, pour it in one big cup, and you drink the whole thing. That's not four cups at once. That's one big cup, and now you need to drink three more. So the Rashbam thinks that bevazachas means you just shoot them down, just like one after the other. You have four cups lined in front of you, and you go one, two, three, four. That's bevazachas, that you drink it all together. Okay, either way, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that you are yotze if you do that. Hishka mehen levana lufnei veso, if you give some of your cup to drink to the people at your table, yotze, then you are yotze. Now the Gemara analyzes all of these cases. Shasan chai yotze, what does it mean that if you drink them without dilution, then you're yotze? Amarava yideng yayin yotze yide cherus lo yotze, that you are yotze, the aspect of the delicosos of drinking wine, yes, okay. Right, as Rashbam explains that Simchas Yontif, you're Yotzei the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, to drink wine, right? It's Simcha El Basu B'Yayin. But the Cheirus aspect, right, the freedom, right, the whole reason we're drinking, right, this Dalet Kosos, right, as Rashbam says, Ein Zu Mitzvah Shlema, this is not a perfect mitzvah, because you're missing this Cheirus aspect. Free people drink diluted, delicious wine. Shasim V'Vazakas, what about if you drink them all at once? So, Excuse me, Rav Amar, Yidei Yayin Yotzei Yidei Arba Kosos Lo Yotzei. Yeah, you're Yotzei the idea of wine, i.e. the Simchas Yotzei, but you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, because that's not the point, right? You're supposed to drink four different cups, right? And again, you have to, as Rashbam points out, you need to bring three other cups a la Seder, during the Seder, right, at the various points, right? You have to drink wine then. Right, you haven't discharged your obligation to drink, let's say, after benching, for example. Hishka mehem levana levenevei. So, if you give it to other people to drink, then you're yotze. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'u d'ishti ruba dekasa. That's only if you drank rov kos. This is the rov kos that people bring, that for whatever reason people get confused with the requirement by Kiddush. Maybe it's because it's right after the Kiddush Gemaras. But the rov kos over here is that you have to, by little Seder, you have to drink rov kos. to make sure that you are yotze, that you have enough. Now, this is rov kos does not necessarily mean rov kos. This is my focus on the Rishonim, whether it means literally most of the cup or just a revius. Right? So just so you should know that there are different deos. But okay, fine. Meaning that, as we're pointing out, if you give other people of your cup to drink, so you still need to drink some, as your Menachem Bar Yitzchak says. Meisvei, ask you a question. 1 second. Dalet kosos alo l'tzarach shebehen kedei revius. You need to have a revius in these dalet kosos. Echad chayv, echad mazik. Whether it was undiluted or it was diluted. Echad chadash, echad yashan. Whether the wine is old or new, really new or old. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says tzarach shebo tam umare yayin. Right, you need to have the flavor and the appearance of wine. Katani miyas, however, so meaning the point is that we're trying to bring from this brisa the kedei revius, that you need to have a revius of wine. Vata marta kos yafe, and you're telling me, Shmuel, that you need a kos yafe, right? We said a kos yafe was 3 parts water, 1 part wine. Right, now you're telling me this brisa said you can even drink it kedei revius. I mean, you need to have a revius of seemingly yayin chai, right? Undiluted wine. Right, 4 parts wine, meaning a revius, a full revius of wine, not just 1/4 of a revius of wine and 3/4 waters. The Gemara says, Amrei, they said, idi v'idi chashiru. No, really, that's one shear. My kedemik zikas kos yafe, the ka'amar, the chol echa ve'echad, the avilikulu revius. That's what it means, that mizikas kos yafe, no. It doesn't mean that, it means it has to be a revius of nice diluted wine. That's exactly what it means. It's not a steer, it's the same shear. Amar Rava. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda's? Sorry, I skipped the line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarach Sheibu Tam Amare. It needs to have flavor and appearance of wine. Amar Rava. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's his reasoning? The Chitiv Pasuk says Al Tere Yain Ki Yis Adam. Right? Don't see wine. Right? When it's going to get. It's going to become red. Right? If you look at Rashi, right? The Rashbam. Sorry. Al Tachmad Leos Ragilbo. Right? Don't be so used to drinking wine. Keys adam michla dayin, because it will mess you up and it won't allow you to think clearly, right, to judge properly. So you need, meaning that wine, don't get used to a wine that will get you drunk and that will able to be drunk, drinking, I don't know, whatever the word is. Either way, that pasuk initially is telling me that you shouldn't drink too much wine. Again, but the idea here, ki yisadam, it has to be red, it has to look like wine, it has to taste like wine. That's what we're focusing on over here. Okay, Shkoyach Kol Rabosei, we'll go weiter in these exciting dapim. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.